Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Felice Friedson, Michael Friedson are here. They're husband and wife team. They're the leaders of The Media Line, which is an American news agency specializing in coverage in the Middle East. They're based out of Israel, and they do an outstanding job, folks. If you want to know what's going on in that region especially, and you want to know the truth right down the middle, more than any other organization, themedialine.org, check it out. They do a lot of great work, and they're doing a lot of good work in growing younger journalists, too. Felice, Michael, we're proud of you guys for doing that. We're getting Felice and Michael to give us a tour, a report on what's going on with regard to the response to the coronavirus in their part of the world. What are you seeing around you, Michael, with, you know, the other in Palestine, in Jordan, in Israel, I mean, in Egypt? What are you seeing on your borders? What's happening there with coronavirus?
Well, one of the problems is we don't really know exactly what's happening. You know, for instance, a lot was made of the fact that the Palestinian Authority was showing very low numbers. In particular, the Gaza Strip,
right.
the disease was almost not there until this week. But when you read that two men came back from Pakistan and were infected and were hospitalized right away, the numbers start coming into focus, and they come into greater focus when you find out that they only did 92 tests.
Wow.
So one of an extremely densely populated area, it's an enclave. People live on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers have not been accurate, but now you're going to see more cases because they're beginning to get international assistance and getting testing kits and finding out more about what's going on.
So, Felice, part of the problem, Felice, with your area is that Israel could do a good job of eradicating this thing in your state, in your country, but you could have it getting back in there from these regions, from these borders.
Well, that's exactly the point. The virus knows no borders, and it's a matter of very strict control. And even then, many people come in each day that the Israeli army isn't aware of, and it happens too.
Right.
So it's very complicated, as you just mentioned, and one that has to be watched on a regular basis and not simple at all.
Do you see this as an opportunity to create more harmony in the area, or do you see this as something that's going to create more problems in the region?
I wish it were the case. It's a question I've already been asking everywhere, and I think that you have cooperation, Palestinians and Israelis, despite all the politics and where things were just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They are cooperating in terms of the virus, in terms of Israel helping with testing, but I don't think it's going to change one iota in terms of the political big picture.
So you don't think this could be a paradigm shift in terms of comedy?
I don't think it will.
Yeah. I'm afraid you may be right. What do you guys think in terms of where Israel will be in, say, three months from now? Do you think if we can defeat this, if they can allow you guys to go back to work, how long will it take Israel to get their economy back going and get people back to some kind of normalcy?
I think it's a hard question to answer. I think that right now, even those that really study this, we just had an analyst do a piece that's on our site on themedialine.org on exactly this issue, and his prediction is more of seeing things maybe in a couple of quarters. I don't think it's going to jump right back. I think you're going to have a lot of people that will be still out of work. I think it's going to take a long time. Think about the tourism industry and what it's done. It
mm-hmm.
literally turned it flat on its face.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel relies very much on the tourism industry as well.
Let me ask you a quick question, then you can comment on that. Michael, is the government doing anything like the United States is to infuse cash and resources into the economy?
That's on the docket, too. But the shutdown is so extreme and so complete that just a normal on-schedule rebooting is going to take a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm. How many businesses will shut down between now and then? There are many businesses that can't.
And you, when you say shut down, you mean lock up for good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what, of course, that's what we worry about around here.
Impact.
That's what we worry about here. I mean, this is Main Street small businesses are what we're worried about in the United States for sure. So, Michael, go ahead. Finish your report.
No, I was just saying that the shutdown is so extreme and so complete that even if everything goes according to whatever schedule is promulgated, it's still going to be a long time. It's going to seem like forever for the people who are directly involved.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to take quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Is the money
one thing that needs to...
Go ahead, Felice.
I'm sorry.
Now, go ahead.
The one thing I think that needs to be brought out, and this is very key, and this is off topic, but all of the people that are putting their lives out on the line right now, and this is universally, the doctors, the pharmacists, the people handling food so that everyone else can
the
eat.
The nurses.
And I think that it's an extremely important to bring that out on any program, because these are the heroes of today.
Well, I can promise you I know that very well because my daughter's a nurse and my son's a police officer. So that's in my world all the time. Hey, Felice, Michael, thank you so much for being here. It's awesome to have you on the show. Come back soon. Be well over there. Good luck with your quarantine. YouTube, keep putting up with each other for 2 weeks. TheMediaLine.org, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Michael and Felice back again sooner than later because we need more reporting from them out of Israel. And remember, TheMediaLine.org, an American news agency that you will want to start following. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.